This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the early days of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practiced very privately with some companions and some family members. However, the command of Allah azza wa jal arrives that you will now invite everyone to Islam. So with this confidence that I'm from a good tribe, from good people, optimism, they will embrace me. These are reasonable, logical people. He climbs Mount Safa and delivers this very heartfelt, passionate speech, inviting the Meccans to Islam. After he invites them to Islam, the first person to turn against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believe it or not, was his own uncle, Abu Lahab. When an outsider says something to you, it hurts a little. But when your own say something to you, the pain is deep. It's hard to forget it. There's an anecdote that I heard once. Steel and gold were speaking to one another. Gold said to steel, "Why do you make so much noise when you are hit with the hammer? Do you not see me? That whenever the hammer strikes me, I make no sound. Why do you make so much noise?" So steel's response to gold was, "When your own hit you, it hurts more." Because hammers are also made of steel. So when steel hits steel, there's a loud bang, bang, bang. When your own hit you, it hurts a little more. For Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it wasn't only a matter of being rejected, but it was that the one rejecting him, the one standing in the front line, the one raising his voice, the one that broke that silence was his own uncle. Allah azza wa jal reveals a surah refuting him. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. And what we learn from this is because Abu Lahab then later on dies out of Islam. He never accepts Islam. And you can do your best at conveying the word of Allah, but you and I don't control who accepts and who rejects. When you're facing difficulty, you need to speak your truth. You can't shy away. It takes a lot of confidence. It takes a tremendous amount of courage. Or if you see someone else that's struggling, they may not have the strength to speak their truth, so you go out and speak it for them. Or maybe they don't have the voice that can reach where you are, so you become an extension to them. But never be obsessed with converting people. We don't control hearts. That lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla is the one who will convert people to whichever direction He deems appropriate for them, that they have earned, they have brought onto themselves. Our task is to be beacons of truth. Our responsibility is to speak for those who have no voice and also for ourselves. You have no idea who your words will touch and what change it'll bring. As for those who never end up rejecting your message and never end up accepting it, leave their affair and their matter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if they are the closest of your own family. Be wise, be humble, be compassionate, be soft. Yet be firm and speak the truth. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us that firmness in our words. May He grant us that courage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with us and accept from us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.